Oh. Hello.
Hey, is Dale there?
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, Dale, this is us. Dale. Hey, Dale, this is Steve from Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. From where?
Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
What?
It's
what's
just a. It's a small private business bank. I'm really just calling just to follow up with you on a an offer that we sent out to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. I know you're busy, so I'm not really trying to take up much of your time. I'm just seeing if it came across your desk or anything like that.
Yeah, right now we're not buying anything.
Nothing right now? Do you guys usually do, is there a time of the year where you guys usually do equipment financing or anything like that? Bring on equipment?
No, well, the login is a little tight right now, so we're not buying anything.
Okay, yeah.
The market's tight, so.
Sure, I gotcha, I understand, yeah. Do you guys expect to pick up or anything like that, or hopefully?
Well, you never know, but.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, normally you wouldn't get me here, so if I'm here, that's a bad sign.
Right.
Usually I'm working.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, in that case,
what percentage do you use?
It's a bunch of different factors. It all depends on what you look like on paper. So there's a bunch of different programs we go with, and it's not a set number for a rate or anything like that. So it really just depends on what your gross annual sales were last year, you know, your credit score, all that stuff. So I can't really give an accurate rate. Like, I can say, oh, yeah, it's, you know, this rate, and then it'll be completely wrong, and then you won't believe me ever again.
No, right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you must have a ballpark figure, though.
It ranges. So, I mean, it depends if you're trying to do equipment or if you're trying to do some capital. I mean, if you're doing, like, equipment, So, you know, the range is, like, anywhere from 10
cents. But are you talking 10% or are you talking 5%?
It's more
in between there.
Well, it's a little bit different. Our loans, they're shorter term, so it might be a little bit more expensive, but they're shorter term. So, like, for instance, if you're going for some working capital, you know, we could free up anywhere about 10 to 15% of what your gross annual sales were, but it's a shorter term. It goes from 3 to 36 months, anywhere like that. And it can be anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar all the way up to 30 cents on the dollar, somewhere around there. You know, I've seen people with 10 cents on the dollar. I've seen people with 30 cents on the dollar. So it all just depends on what you're really looking for.
So that would be 10% or 30%, right?
Well, people look at it as an APR. It's really not an APR, just because of all the different programs that we have for it. You can really...
Right, but I mean, if it's 10% on the dollar, isn't that 10%?
If you think of it that way, I mean, yeah, then it's 10%.
Okay, right. So, yeah, there was intent to... Right. My credit score is over 8.
Ooh, very nice. Okay.
I don't know what... Are you talking? The gross sales, or are you talking profits?
The gross sales, so not profit. It goes off of the top line.
Okay, this year I think it was around 800,000.
800,000? Okay, that's good. Yeah, so we could free about 10 to 15% of that for working capital. But if you guys, if you're trying to bring on equipment. 10% of 800,000, you'd be looking at
80,000.
80,000, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can do that with working capital, and you can. The nice thing about that, too, is that it's unsecured, so, you know, there's no collateral, and you can use it for whatever you want.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. You
just
pay back.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And you know, the nice thing is, too, is that, you know, you have. Early payback discounts, you know, things like that, which are pretty cool. And also, you know, if you're looking to use that for, like, purchasing equipment or anything like that, we could always see if you, you know, can qualify for equipment financing. That way it's a longer term, and then that way your payments will be a little bit smaller. And you can do...
Right. Well, no, as I was saying, the bank will give me 10% on, you know, personal... loans without no collateral, you know, and they're at 10%.
Sure, no, yeah. Okay, yeah, absolutely, no, I understand. Yeah, I mean, we're very competitive. We're usually pretty good at, you know, being one of the best rates around. We're still a pretty small company. We've been around for only 14 years. which is really nice. You know, we do a lot of things that other banks don't do. For instance, like, we can approve you within 24 hours and actually have you funded in 48, which is unheard of. So,
but usually you don't need money that fast.
Right, unless, you know.
You know, if they don't work with you, you don't, if I don't, you know, as far as me buying something, if they don't work with me, I won't buy it. You know what I mean? You know, it ain't, when I buy something, it ain't like I need the money that day or the next day because they won't get
sure.
it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They'll wait. You know,
do you want
right
any...
now we're not buying anything.
Yeah, well,
no, we're not buying anything right now, so.
Okay, how about I send you some information then?
Oh,
do
I
you
mind.
Have a,
yep.
Yeah, do you have an email or anything like that?
No.
No email?
I don't know what it is.
Okay,
no
worries.
You can fax me if you want them.
Okay, I'll do that too. Also, would it be okay if I just follow up with you, you know, like every time, you know, in a couple months, see how you're doing?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I really want to, you know, send you some information, you know, let you know, like, what our rates are and all that stuff, so, if you want...
Yeah, you want my address or you want fax?
What's your fax?
207-625-3585. Where are you from?
I'm in California, San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the weather's nice.
It's a little nice. It's been a little hot lately, but yeah, it's right. Not too bad.
You stay away from fires.
Yeah, right.
There's actually ahead of the fires over there.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually a big one down by the border right now.
Yeah.
Over there, that's crazy. Hey, you broke up a little bit on the last four numbers of that fax. What was it?
3585.
3585. Perfect.
Yep.
All right. So I'll send you some information. You know, and. And if you want to go into more depth of the rates and stuff like that over the phone, I can do that with you, unless you're kind of busy right now.
I just had my taxes done, so that's how come I knew what my gross income was. And
that's good.
Because I know what my credit score is. And
perfect.
No, I don't want to buy nothing, so.
Okay.
That's
is there...
I have good credit, because I don't try not to buy when we're having troubles, you don't want to buy.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
You know.
Okay. Is there any certain time that you usually look to do that kind of stuff, or it's just all...
Not really.
Okay.
Not when I feel like it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
A lot of it is when I find a piece of... Because I don't buy new other than logging trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment I usually buy used, and it's when a good used one comes up is when I, you know...
Sure.
If I feel it's a good deal, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, absolutely.
If I feel it's a real good deal, that's when I'll jump onto something like that.
Okay.
Other than that, I usually don't, you know what I mean? I usually don't just jump into something.
Okay.
You know? Usually I'm not even looking when I find it.
No, I gotcha. All right.
It's got to be a good deal that I can't pass up, so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And you financed in the past before, I'm guessing, yeah?
I financed
okay.
a lot, yep.
Okay. What bank do you lean on usually for that?
I bought two new logging trucks and trailer trucks, and I believe my rate was down around 5 or 6%, if that makes
very nice.
Any sense.
Very cool. All right. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean...
I saved $10,000 just by the financing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through them. I mean, you know, but the rates went down.
Sure.
I saved that much money. You know,
okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. What bank do you usually use for that?
That goes right through the truck company, Kenworth Trucks.
Oh, Kenworth, okay.
Went right through Kenworth, yeah, which is Petco.
Okay.
They did it themselves.
I gotcha.
So.
All right, Dale. Well, I'll follow up with you, you know, in a couple months, see if you're, you're, you know, picked up a little bit.
I also use Farm Credit.
Farm
you
Credit?
Farm Credit?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, okay.
With them, I got like a Robin account.
Okay. You've done some well.
With them, it's just an account.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, you're right. I was just going to say you've done some stuff with Wells Fargo, too, looks like, right?
Yeah, Wells Fargo, yep.
Okay.
I've used them quite a bit, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean,
we
actually...
I don't know if I'm with them now and on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the reason I can see that is just because we actually research you guys. We're not just randomly calling everybody. You know, we actually research you guys, and we make sure that there's somebody that is credible and we want to do business with. So it's really not a random out of the hat, you know, draw and call this person. So that's another thing too with us. So we do work with you a lot.
Okay, all right, well, deal. I tell you, there's a bunch of you guys trying to give me money.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you get these. I'm sure you get these like 16 times a day. I understand
not,
that 100%.
Not really, but I mean, but yeah, a couple times a week anyway, though.
Sure, of course.
I get a lot of stuff in the mail. I get a credit card in the mail, and they say just activate it.
Yeah, right. Oh, you just activated it?
Because,
oh, okay.
No, no, they tell me to activate it, but when I try to, if I call up to activate it, they want my income, they want all kinds of stuff, and it says I'm already pre-approved. Well, you know, I think if I'm pre-approved, I shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to ask me any questions.
Right. No, yeah.
So I don't do them. That's what I'm saying. I don't do them because, you know, don't pre-approve me, then tell me you need all this information. Because,
right.
You know, like you're not telling me I'm already approved. You're telling me you'd like to.
Right.
You know.
True. Mm-hmm.
They send me letters saying I'm already approved. Well, guess what? If I'm already approved, then give me the money. But
yeah.
They need information. So. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will. You just, yeah, you can call me back a couple months.
Okay.
Like I said, I never know when I'm going to buy something, but you can fax me the stuff.
All right, Dale.
Okay.
That sounds good, man. I will. I will do that.
All right.
All right, Dale. Have a wonderful
day.
Thanks, man.
You too.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.